USA Radio
House
News.
Republicans nominated Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy 188-31 to be speaker in a closed-door conference meeting on Tuesday. A last-minute protest challenge came from Representative Andy Biggs of Arizona, a former chairman of the conservative House Freedom Caucus. Biggs sought to demonstrate that McCarthy lacks the support to seize the gavel when the full House meets to choose the speaker early next year. Georgia still faces a runoff for its undecided election, but in the meantime, the state's governor isn't sitting silent.
Georgia Governor Brian Kemp will testify Tuesday in the Fulton County probe in regards to the 2020 presidential election. Kemp is the highest-profile Georgia official to be subpoenaed to testify before the district attorney's special grand jury. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Polish government said a Russian-made missile killed two of its citizens Tuesday near the border with Ukraine. The announcement followed an emergency security and defense meeting where the nation agreed to increase its military readiness. President Biden also called an emergency meeting to discuss the tragedy. Biden is attending the Group of 20 or G20 summit in Bali, Indonesia. He convened a meeting with the leaders of France, Germany, Italy, Canada, Spain, Japan, and the Netherlands. The leaders of the European Commission and European Union were also in attendance. And veteran Days of Our Lives soap opera actor and famous Hollywood dad, John Aniston, has passed away at the age of 89. Daughter Jennifer confirmed his death and said, "Sweet Papa, John Anthony Aniston, you were one of the most beautiful humans I ever knew. I'm so grateful that you went soaring into the heavens in peace." This is USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Four University of Idaho students have been found dead near the campus in Moscow, Idaho, in what officials cryptically described as a crime of passion. The four students were discovered midday Sunday following reports of an unconscious individual. 2 days later, police still had no one in custody, and although they're treating it as a murder, they've said little about how the victims died. Another famous murder case has again come to light.
Casey Anthony is blaming her father for the death of her daughter. Anthony was under the national microscope after her daughter, Kaylee, was found dead in Orlando after being missing for 6 months in 2008. Casey was acquitted of murder charges and served time for lying to police. She claims her father, George Anthony, was sexually abusing Kaylee and killed her to hide it while attempting to frame Casey for her death. These claims were made during an upcoming Peacock documentary. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A federal district court has rejected the Biden administration's reinterpretation of the word sex to include sexual orientation and gender identity in Title IX anti-discrimination rules. Title IX expressly allows sex distinctions and sometimes even requires them to promote equal opportunity. For USA Radio News, I'm Victoria Idoni.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.